If your marriage feels like it's hanging on by a thread right now, I want you to pause. You might be thinking about divorce, you might be thinking about staying, you might be going back and forth between those decisions every single day. Before you make a permanent decision from a nervous system that's overwhelmed, you need to slow down. When you are emotionally flooded, the part of your brain responsible for making good decisions goes offline. Your body shifts into a fight, flight, or freeze state. And in that emotional state, you're not choosing from clarity. You're usually just choosing from momentary protection. The first thing you need right now isn't an answer, it's regulation. And now I get it. When marriage is on the brink, the pain is disorienting. You can feel alone even when they're sitting right next to you. Conversations turn into landmines. Eggshells feel like they're all over the house. You're either constantly fighting or barely speaking at all. Resentment builds, grief builds. You miss who they used to be, or at least who you thought that they were. And once you really get into this, small disagreements feel massive. Part of the reason why is we rely on our attachments, our most important relationships, to feel safe. And there's a genuinely traumatic response that we have when we no longer feel safe with our partner. So little things like a delayed reply to a text or a slightly aggressive tone of voice can feel genuinely devastating. And what often ends up happening is you have two partners who end up harboring contempt for one another, eye-rolling, sarcasm, character attacks, and this is actually the strongest predictor of divorce. Not fighting, not loss of passion, not infrequency of intimacy, but contempt. When there is contempt, it's no longer just a communication issue. It's a loss of that feeling of safety and respect and comfort. And the thing is that underneath the anger and the exhaustion, you want the same things most of the time. You want the fighting to stop. You want to feel respected. You want to feel chosen. You want to feel safe emotionally. You want clarity. And you might not even want the old version of your marriage back. You just don't want to feel like this anymore. So before you even decide whether to stay or leave, you need to be stabilized. Stop trying to win arguments. Stop trying to force resolution, especially when you're both clearly triggered and activated. You can call a temporary ceasefire if needed. Not to try to avoid issues, but just to prevent digging deeper graves. Because when you have two dysregulated nervous systems, they're very bad at co-regulating one another. Couples get used to a pattern of co-regulation where one of them gets stressed, the other one helps comfort them, and vice versa. And when you're both in a constant state of stress, you're expecting that and then feeling deeply attacked when the other person isn't giving it to you. You need to both take some responsibility just for your own regulation during this phase. Sometimes moving slower is helpful to prevent further wounds. And you also really have to look internally. You cannot heal a marriage when you're operating out of unprocessed trauma. If you're hypervigilant, reactive, constantly scanning for threats, or just completely shut down, you're not usually going to be responding to your partner. You're just responding to your own personal history and what you're projecting onto the situation. And this doesn't mean that you're not right about what's happening. It just means that any attempt to repair the relationship right now probably won't go anywhere. And whether or not the relationship survives, you need your nervous system back on track. And so that's another reason why focusing internally, healing your own trauma, is so important. You need self-trust back so you're not constantly relying on them to tell you what's true. You also need self-trust back to be able to see through their BS. You need that self-trust back to be able to choose and make good decisions. At the same time, though, one person cannot save a marriage alone. So if you hear me saying, focus on yourself, focus on your own healing, you cannot heal yourself enough to make your other partner step up and be who they need to be. You cannot heal yourself for your partner. You cannot force accountability. You cannot force emotional growth on their part. What determines whether or not a marriage survives is really not that dependent on how severe the damage was. It's whether both people are willing to take responsibility, drop defensiveness, sit in discomfort, change patterns, and truly show up for one another. Being defensive will block progress. Stonewalling blocks attachment. And if you're not mutually vulnerable, safety will not return for either person. If only one person is evolving, the gap will just keep continuing to widen. And I've seen this with people where one person, you see them stop growing, because they know that if they keep on going, they're going to outgrow their partner. Sometimes your personal healing makes it very clear whether or not your partner is willing to meet you there. Most couples think they have a communication problem. Often what they have is unhealed wounds, resentment that was never processed, and trauma that might even come from before the marriage. And just recognizing this, just watching this and agreeing, does not just automatically rewire your nervous system. If you've had the same conversations over and over and over and nothing changes, it's because the root issues haven't been addressed within yourself and within the dynamic of the relationship. Some marriages do end, some rebuild stronger than they were before. The healthiest outcomes either way come from when the decision is made out of self-regulation, self-trust, clarity, and mutual accountability, not from fear, overwhelm, chaos, or panic. If you feel like your marriage is on the brink, the worst thing you can do is make a rush decision right now. You deserve to decide from strength. You deserve clarity. You deserve to understand what's actually broken and whether it can be repaired.